You're consumed by this like a lion. Consumed by the weapons forming. Consumed by the infertile, dry place. Consumed by it's been so long. Consumed by the lameness. Consumed by the bondage. Consumed by the yokes of the enemy. Because it's been so long. Whether you be an infertile person, because we all have levels in life where we could produce better, be better. Whether you have received the promise of Isaac or even have an Ishmael. Whether you are there or not, there is a laugh that happens when God confirms. You're gonna get your promise. It's over. Your suffering is almost over. This time next year, you're gonna get up out of this lame spot right now. And this time next year, we're going to see the production of your fruit. If you believe it, stand up. This time next year, I'm going to produce the fruit God promised me. This time next year, I'm going to have what thus saith the Lord. This time next year, I will not be...
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
See you. Till the battle is over, you can shout right now. Come on, do I have a witness this morning? Why should I wait when I can praise him right now? Why should I wait because I can praise him right now? Hallelujah.
Some days where it's been weary and you felt like you were all alone. But you know, it's something about how prayer can change things and make you feel like you're not by yourself. See, I've been in the military and I've traveled around the world with my family, and sometimes I felt like I was all alone by myself. But it's something about when I called on the name Jesus, I found that peace. Even though I was going through war and situations, it was something about I knew that I could make it with God on my side.
Come on and give God a hand clap of praise. And as we sing this song, think about what you've been through. Think about what God has carried you through. In the waking times of trouble and trials and tribulations, when you thought that you had no one around, but you went into that secret closet and you went into that secret place and had that intimate conversation with God, and he carried you through whatever you were going through. Some days are weary.
Some days are weary.
And you can't see your way.
Some nights are lonely.
With no one to say.
You can make it.
This is only a test.
You can take this.
And don't you think,
so wipe the tears from your eyes.
God's on your side. Hold on.
God's on your side.
You can handle it.
God's on your side.
Hold on.
God's on your side.
You can.
God's on your side.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
Yes, you can.
It's only a test.
It's only a test.
You can take it.
Yes, you can.
So wipe
the tears
from your eyes.
Hold on.
Don't quit.
He will.
Yes, he will.
Hold on.
Don't quit.
He will.
He can handle it.
He's on your side.
He's on your side.
He's on your side.
Your help,
oh,
your help,
God. Tell them, hold on, don't quit. Hold on. Jesus. You can make it. God's on your side. Hold on. He's a healer. I'm a living witness that God can take you and heal you.
I thank God today that He blessed us to be here today. He has always been there with us, but many times we was too busy to receive Him when He came to us. But I thank Him for 2015. It wasn't because I was so great, but I believe He showed some mercy and compassion towards me and you. Amen. That we were blessed to be here this day. We went through a few storms in 2014, but we got to acknowledge who brought them through the storms. We have to look to the hill and whence cometh. Out of here. You have to always know without a shadow of a doubt who brought me. Even sometimes, you know, we're saying this, so though I stumble or fall, Jesus picked me up. He's the one that did it. That's why I'm so glad that when he built the world, He did everything He had to do first before He brought us. Because if He'd have brought us before He finished, we had some other plan. I believe that in my heart. So what He did it all before He made us. And when He made us all on His own. Can't nobody take no credit for Him making us. It was all God and His Trinity, Himself. I'm gracious. And you know, by Him doing that for Himself, it makes me think about some things that if He did all this by Himself, then what He need to go, He need us to know who Himself is.
That's right. You're right.
If we don't know Himself, we don't know ourselves. If we don't know ourselves, we can't know Himself. He wants you to know that today. From today, we're going to look at a few words from the greatest book that ever been written. Gave us a beginning and an ending at the same time. The book of Revelation. Revelation is given to us to, as it says, Revelation, the revealing of the mysteries of God, of the events that's yet to come and those that have come and passed, by revealing them to his children,
amen. Yes, sir.
To his people, to his servants.
Yes.
See, all of us, now, and I don't get disturbed, all of us is not going to hear from God. See, God got some certain people in place that he talked through, but there are some certain people around us that believe that he talked to you too. He don't. He talks through your leader to you. To you. That's the way it go. And if you had doubts about it, we're going to find out this morning just what, say, Lionel Smith, all that talk he up there doing, I'm just going to see in the Bible, is he telling the truth? Well, that's what I want folks to do. Test me. Test me out. See if I'm telling the truth. See, when I tell you something, you put your foot on it, it's scripturally. Because, see, I want to share this with you before we go any further. I was in a custom all the time to every time I go to the hospital or go to the jailhouse, I start praying. The people, I just start praying for people. And I went to Rapids General one day, and I was just trained to always pray for people, always. And I went there and I started praying for this brother. He's on his sick bed. And when I began to pray for him, he stopped me in the middle of my prayer, and he told me these words: I don't want you to pray for me in the midst of all the people that was in the room. So in turns, what I did, I come back and got in my book, because I couldn't call him guilty or wrong until I got in my book to find out just what he said, whether right or wrong. So I got in my book, and I just searched and searched. And I went to James, found it in James 5.
Yes.
Told me to pray for myself. If sick patients, pray for yourself first. Then you send for the elders of the church to come and pray with you. I was out of place, and I was made shame. The Bible says if you follow the ordinance of God, you won't be made ashamed.
Glory to God. Yes, sir.
It's there. All we got to do is take it and eat it. Won't be made ashamed. Well, I was made ashamed to give me some understanding. They didn't know they was making me ashamed because I was in a tradition. The church have fallen in some traditions.
Yes.
And don't even know it. They're not even aware of the tradition they fell in. But the ways of God is the only way to go. And I thank him from the book of Revelation. And revelation to me mean unveil or make known. That's what that mean to me, unveil or make known. So today in the first chapter of the book of Revelation of Jesus Christ, I want to share something with you today, and I want you to hold on to it when you leave today, because we're going to be verbatim in the words. And whatever I see, if you don't see it today, it's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Now, I'm telling you straight out to your face. If you don't see what I see, something wrong with you.
Something wrong with you.
And I ain't talking about me. I say you. Mm-hmm. You don't see what I see, something wrong with you. So we have to take it as it is. Many people don't allow you to teach or tell them what does say to the Lord, because they are Christians just like you. So they feel like they know much as you. Or you don't have no right to tell them anything because they the same as you are. Well, in a sense, that's true. But when God anoints somebody and calls them and send them on a mission to go and tell, then you got to tell regardless.
Amen.
In Book of Revelation, first chapter, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show to his servant things which must shall take place. And he sent and signified by his angels to his servant John, who bore witness of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ to all things that he saw. Blessed is he who reads and those things who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it. For the time is nigh. John to the seven churches at Asia. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come. And from the seven spirits who are before his throne. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sin in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Behold, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth who mourn because of him, even so. Amen. Thank God for you today. You may be seated. Most people that go to church heard about Jesus. But I want to add to that. But do you know him personally? You heard about him. All of us, one time or another, if we just been in a church, we heard about Jesus. And we can quote scriptures. But do you know him? Do you know Jesus? If you know him, there should be some type of image or likeness of Christ Jesus that you walk with every day of your life.
Every day.
In Christ Jesus, we have to have that image. When he left here, this is what he said. See, as long as I was in the world, I was the light of the world. But now that I'm getting ready to go at the right hand of my Father, now watch this, preachers, first of all, ye, preachers, pastors, bishops, ye are the light of the world now. I'm commanding, anointing you to be the light of this world right now. Preachers get on their knees and pray for light. He already ordained it and committed to us that we are the light. Huh? That don't make no sense now. Don't mean no harm to nobody. I'm telling you the truth. You need to know this. You've been already commissioned to be the light of the world until he come back and receive the church unto himself. The word means redeem. Come back and redeem the church to himself. He said, you the light now. Ain't got no other light going to be on but you. So it's telling me that we got to walk in the light as he is in the light every day of our life, right? If I stumble and slip, acknowledge the light, he'll clean you back off. See, this revelation of just who he was, of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show his servants things which must surely come. And he sent and signified by his angels to his servant, John. Did you see that process? He gave it to Jesus. Jesus had it for you. You know what? I'm going to show you something. Jesus, God, see, he don't jump over nobody. There are people in the church today, all churches on earth today, all of them, every one of them. There are people in the church, especially the echelon part of the church. Somebody we don't like, we'll jump over the head to get to somebody else. We don't like certain people, we won't deal with them. But God always deal in the divine protocol. I say the divine protocol. You take step by step. Don't jump over nothing because you won't be able to handle it. When you get up to the top, you can't handle the top. You hear what I'm saying? Go step by step. And the son said, we'll make this journey, step by step, if we just hold on. So we have to do the things that the Lord has given to us to do. So he gave it to Jesus, who showed it to his servant.
Yeah.
I'm more than rejoiceful to be a servant.
Amen.
I tell people all the time, I'm a servant. I don't need no lordship. I already know who I am. I'm a servant. If I'm a servant, I need to serve. Who's over me, Jesus? I need to serve Christ. I need to walk in the will of the Father, of him that sent me or called me and set me apart. I need to walk like him. If Jesus got a limp in his leg, all the following with a limp in mind, huh? This is what, this, it's simple when you look at it. It's simple, but you got to get with God, and then he's going to start doing what? Revealing to you who he is first. See, you got to first know who Jesus is before you start trying to tell somebody else how to live.
Yeah.
You got to know who he is. I got to know first before I try to tell you who Jesus is. See, I can read in a book all day and say what some author say. He might be lost. But he wrote in a book, and then I'm copied at him in a book. No, I got to know for myself who Jesus is. Say, so he gave it to him to show to his servants. Now, watch this. The servant, now, they didn't argue when Jesus gave it to him. No, that ain't the way it go. See, we'll do that quick in the church. But we're going to try to be brief. Say, so he gave it to the servant. The things, what did he give to the servant? Things which shall take place. And then he sent and signified by his angels those that he kept with him. Remember when Satan say, well, you know, if you jump off this mountain, jump off this cliff here, well, you know, your angel's going to catch you before your foot hit the ground. You ain't going to hit your break no ankle or nothing, because the angel's going to catch you before you fall. Bribery. That's in the church, every church on earth. Bribery. Fooling people like you can do what you can't do. See, if you stay with Christ, he'll allow you to overcome all things through him. But when you go in another direction, you can't overcome nothing because you don't have no empowerment. The power comes from above. The Bible says all power that exists come from God. So we misuse, to me, if that be so true, we abuse and misuse God's power all the time. We be trying to show people what we powerful in. Where I'm great is. I ain't going to be trying to tell you how great I am. I need to tell you how great God is, how great Jesus is. That's what he wants from us. Brag on him. Every time we brag on Jesus, he blesses us. And he looked down from heaven and said, look at my beloved son, Yana. I'm so pleased with him. He walking in the light as I'm in the light here. So he said, send it by his angels. Sent it through his angels. We're going to get to it. We sent the word through his angels. Jesus sent his angels to John. To John. You hear me? Jesus sent his angels to John. And now what? Why are you sending angels? Why he couldn't talk straight to John? That's not the protocol. That's not the protocol. You got to go through a system, right? Just like the law say, go through it. You go through it that way. Don't go no other way. Yeah. But real men, I've been knowing you 40 years. That ain't nothing. Go through the protocol. If you don't go through the protocol, it's going to be a mess up. Then you're going to say the pastor's showing favoritism. Pastor like Reb, won't he like Reb? Then that's going to get outside the church. It's going to get in the street. And the first thing you're going to hear, boy, that pastor over there at Scott Island, he got favorite people in the church.
Favorite people, yeah.
He do this for this, but he won't do for that and over there. Six chapters back, verify what I'm saying now. This side over here was taking care of their women good, but wasn't taking care of the other women, all of them in the same house. He said, sent his angels to John, his servant. Now, John was a great preacher, and I must say this before we move any further. John was a great preacher. Do y'all realize that everywhere Jesus went, John went?
Yeah.
Out of all them 12 disciples, there wasn't one that went everywhere Christ went. When he went to Judgment Hall, John was right there.
Yeah.
Everywhere he went, all the other 11 disciples were running from him, they didn't want to identify with Jesus. John was right there, bold.
Yeah.
Then when the government, listen to me good, I ain't going to preach no lie. When the government found out that John was one of them and that he wouldn't step back from them and wouldn't show no fear to them, they tried to kill him.
Yeah.
They put him in hot oil. He survived it. God with him. Jesus, I imagine Jesus said, you've been with me, I'm going to be with you. Then what they did, they said, we're going to get this rascal anyway. They put him on the Isle of Patmos where the reptiles can eat him up. He went out there and went to sleep. And God started talking to him. And when he woke up, he said, what you seen in your dream, you thought it was a dream, but that was my revelation. What you seen, I want you to write it in a book. Write it in a book. And I want you, when you write it in a book, son, just write it. He said, John was the one who bore witness of the word. Watch what the Bible say now. I'm talking, but Jesus speaking it through me through the word. I'm not going to cut it at all. Who bore witness of the word of God. John bore witness of what? Jesus, he fell with Jesus. He was with Jesus all the time. He was there when Jesus. He seen the miracle Jesus worked. He witnessed these things. And to the testimony of Jesus Christ. When Jesus told him that, this, you know, I'm going to have to go now. I've been telling y'all, even when I first come with you, I had to go. In the time now, my departure's at hand, but they couldn't take that because they love him, and he knew he could do anything for them. And they knew this, that they could depend on Christ because he was going to deliver them every time. And they got all upset, all out of proportion. Even Peter pulled his sword.
Cut a man's ear off.
He meant good. In the church sometimes, we mean good, but it ain't according to the will of God. Y'all hear that? I can give all the money I want and got a dirty heart. Hell is my home. But when I do something, I need to do it only to the glory of God. I don't care how good I look, how bad or ugly I am. That ain't your business. You just laugh and keep going. You don't have to discuss it with me. I already know, because before I left home this morning, I looked in the mirror. Amen. And I didn't forget what I look at. So I don't need you to tell me how great I am or how negligent I am. I need you to tell me what the word says. Amen. And the word will straighten me if I'm in Christ now. If you ain't in Christ, it ain't going to straighten me. But if I'm in Christ, it'll straighten me out. That's what it's for. That's the whole purpose. Change my outlook. Change my mind. Change my thoughts. See, signified through the angels to John, who he's the one that bear witness of Jesus, testimony of Jesus Christ to all things that he saw. Everything he was right there. Every miracle Jesus worked, John was right there. Right there. He witnessed. He never denied Christ, not one time. So he said, John, what you going to do, son? Blessed is he who read it, this testimony. Those who hear the word of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein. And you'll know he's coming near. It's in the book. You don't need to come ask me how to go down low third when all you do is go straight like you always go and you don't even have to turn. Just go straight until you get to the end, make a left. It's simple. A baby can tell you that. But you got to believe it. You got to have the wisdom of God and not the wisdom of you, because you look at the baby and say, he can't tell me nothing. Jesus took a little baby in his arm one day. Disciples there with him. He took a little child in his arm and then playing with the child and hugging the child. And disciples say, Lord, we're going to rebuke him. We're going to run away. We ain't got time to fool with them little children. Christ, Jesus is cool. That's why I want to be cool. That's why I try to be cool. He was very cool. He said, suffer the children come unto me. Forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. See, all he was saying, he's saying, if you ain't humble, like a child, you can't get in the kingdom I already established. You can't get in it. You got to be humble. You got to not know everything. You got to just know Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. You need to know him more than anything else. And you can get in and say, the meek shall inherit the earth. None but the righteous shall see God. So he went on, talked to us. If you read it, this word of God, this Bible, hear the words of God, let it go into you. Don't just read it to hear yourself read, because you're going to show me how good you can read. Yeah. And keep those things which are written in the Bible.
Yeah.
Now you praying to God and telling him to send you, Lord, send me what you want me to say. You ain't got to do that. Just preach the word. It's already here. And the Spirit going to give you a discernment what it need to be preached. You got a whole 66 books that you can preach out of. And the Spirit, what the Spirit does, it reveals the congregation. God got an unsaved man here, an unsaved woman here today, and he'll send you to the scripture that's already there for you, that you preach it, and that person or them persons going to get saved. That's the way it goes. But we'll get on our knees and pray 30 minutes and tell the Lord, save him. The Lord, save him. He ain't going to do that. That's against his will. You got to get the word first before you get saved. You got to hear the word, believe the word, accept the word. And then when you start getting saved, it condemns you. Y'all didn't know that, did you? When you're coming to fall into condemnation, then you give more reverence to God. When you condemn, you give more reverence to God. But before you condemn, ain't everything going your way? Man, you ain't thinking about nobody. And if you don't love me, you sure don't love God.
That's right.
Y'all ain't want me to say that, huh? Okay. I ain't gonna apologize, though. I'm telling you the truth. And John, in his letter, it's like me, when we send a letter from the church, New Scott Island Baptist Church, we say from New Scott Island Baptist Church to thus and so. And that's where the letter go from this point to this point. So John said to the seven churches at Asia, grace to you and peace. Grace, and a favor with God. Peace, the peace that God gives, not the world peace. See, we'll sign a peace on a paper. We'll sign a peace on the paper. See, what God does, he do things that we can't even think of. I understand I never reached there. Here's a man been fighting me all my life, and I go up to him and hug him. No, he got a pistol in his pocket, and I go hug him. That don't make sense in a literal society. But with Jesus, he say, what you're doing, you're heating coals of fire upon his head. You're going to bring him down because you treat him so nice, you're going to melt his heart.
Good. Goodness.
And you did nothing wrong, but you're going to be so good to him until you're going to break him down. And when the tears come, you can shout joy because God's saving another brother or sister. He done saved another soul. You got to be broke down, though. Say to these churches, grace, peace from God. Now, y'all listen and be good. My Bible says who is, who was, and who is to come. He don't change, do it. He fit all situations, ain't he? He was here with Abraham. He was here with Moses. And he's here with Smith. And that's a blessing. The same God. He hadn't changed not one way yet. He still got the same scripture in place. He never changed it. I tell people all the time, if God changed anything in the Bible, he's going to have to call all the dead folks that ever died and preach them that gospel in order for them to be saved. He don't have two laws, just one law. That law is in Christ, fulfilled in Jesus Christ. He said, I came not to destroy, but to do what? Fulfill it. So then, the Lord God Almighty want us to know that. Say to the seven spirits of the church.
Seven spirits.
God help us, Jesus. Seven spirits of the church. Now watch. Seven spirits of the church, the seven angels of the church. That's the one that God put over you, over me, to watch over the church, his church. Not me watch over me, but watch over his church. Each angel represents a whole church if you read your book. Each angel represents a church, take care of church. Guardian angel that God sent to take care of the church. If I represent God, I'm going to come and watch over the church. Then I'm going to go back to God, to go back to Jesus and say, Jesus, say, New Scott Island got some envy and strife in there. And then God going to speak to me and say, you need to get it out of there. If you don't get that, it's going to hell to your charge. I'm going to tell you where it's at. And I want you to straighten it out if you don't straighten it out, it's going to be on your shoulder.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to, in a peaceful way, not arrogant, not by authority, but in the meekest way I know how, to walk up to a brother or sister and say, look, I just need you to turn this way just a little bit, not that much, just a little bit. They know they wrong already, and I didn't come and cuss them out, get down on them. They going to throw their arms around me and hug me and say, thank you, man. I didn't want to say, I know I needed that, but I thought you were going to scold me. I said, no, Jesus ain't scold you. I can't. I ain't got much sense of him.
He didn't scold you.
We got to have understanding. The church been split up because of craziness and what we believe, what we think. It ain't got nothing to be with your thoughts. It's what Jesus said. It's all about what Jesus said in his word. And say, not only the seven angels that's watching over the seven churches, then the boss, the second boss in line, this is what he said now. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness. Watch this. From Jesus Christ, the faithful, you can depend on him. Yes. Witness. Yeah. Listen to that now, faithful witness. Yes. And also, not just the faithful witness, the firstborn. Mm-hmm. Yes. Of them that slept, of them that died. Yeah. And the ruler, now y'all, I'm in my field now. And the ruler of all the kings of this earth, I preach it every time I get up. Ain't nobody got no business ruling over no preacher but Jesus. I know you don't like it, but I don't care. I know I'm right. Ain't nobody got no business ruling no church but the apostles and the bishops and the preachers and the pastors of Jesus Christ. The world has no right to rule the church.
No right.
God set the church. God built the church. We don't listen to no knuckle brain. We listen to Jesus. He built it. He put you over it. And if the Lord think enough of me to put me over a church, I give him all glory and praise. I wasn't worthy to be over nothing. He did that. I didn't have nothing to do with it. He did it. And because he did it, I have to be very careful what I say out of my mouth. If I can't back up what I said out of my mouth, I need to set my tail down.
Yeah.
And anybody else that's in the church need to sit down. If you can't back it up with scripture, sit down. He said, and the ruler of all kings of the earth, to him who loved and washed me from all my sin with his own blood.
Yes.
Man, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. In other words, instead of finding faults, I just got to realize this. Watch this now. Jesus cleaned me up with his blood. Blood on a cross, when they whooped him 72 stripes or whatever amount of licks they put on him, they whooped him, blood was running all off his body, all in his feet, his eyes, all in his head, blood running everywhere. And that blood looked like, Satan meant it for evil, wanted to chastise him because he's standing up for God, his Father. But you know what? Through all of that, he said not a word. But he looked up one day after so much suffering, and we go through some suffering on this earth. And Jesus looked up in the midst of all that stuff going on, and say, Father, why hast thou forsaken? What you leave me for? He say, son, I got to leave you. If I don't leave you, why? My gospel can't be fulfilled. I got to leave for a moment. I got to just leave for a moment. But don't worry about it now. Because after 3 days, you're going to rise again. You're going to get up again. And all power, heaven and earth, it's in your hand. You're the ruler now. And then when he said that, and when John baptized him, he said, no, Jesus. You need to be baptizing me. I ain't worthy. Jesus said, suffer to be so. This is a fulfillment of the prophecy. Suffer to be so. And when he dipped him down, the Bible said the Holy Ghost came on him in the form of a dove. I tell y'all this all the time. I'm preaching for 2015, not 1492, for 2015. Ain't no doves going to light on you no more. If it don't light in you, you ain't got it. Y'all worry, don't come in you, you ain't got it. Because God used to, the offering, sacrificial offering that they used to give every year, you go, every year you kill an animal and sacrifice him for your sin. It held you for 1 year. And when that year come again, it had more than it had last year. And he just killing all animals on earth out. Because we was hard-headed. But this is what he did. He said, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm going to leave him alone. I'm going to stop writing it now on stone, on paper. Oh, I'm going to write it in your heart now. Now watch this. You can't tell me. Nobody in here can tell me they went to do something out of order and didn't nothing speak to them. If didn't nothing speak to them, I'm going to tell you straight out, boldly, you ain't saved.
Without conviction, you know.
If you're saved, God always going to speak to you. And let's make it a little clearer. The Bible says that you can't get to the Father except you come by the Son. Watch this. And it say, unless the Father draw you, you can't get to the Son.
That's it.
So you're going to have something in you, some kind of tuning fork in you, that when God speaks, you'll get in harmony. He washed with his blood, not my blood. It was insufficient. But when he washed me, he washed me white as snow. In other words, what all he's saying, Brother Dawson, he cleaned me all over.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, and Jane, his little brother, Jane, say, can't nobody on earth stabilize the tongue.
Yeah.
But I heard Jane say, but my brother, my servant, my Lord can. If he changed the heart, the tongue is already going to follow. Look what he said here. Look what he said. Clean us with his blood, not nobody else's blood, not no goat blood, no lamb blood, no dove blood. He said, and has made us kings and who? Well, somebody go to, and good loud reader, go to 1 Peter 2. 9 and 10, and read that from. I just want to verify what Jesus did for this word right here. 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. This is what he did for us. This is who we are since we accepted him as Lord and as Savior. Read.
We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a purity people. And you should shoot forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness to this marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but another people of God, which had not obtained mercy, now have obtained mercy.
Do you know that we don't supposed to brag on nobody but Jesus?